Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hardship, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and the sword, the Apostle Paul lists in our second reading for today. And looking around at our world, he's exactly right. Take hardship and distress, for example. When has there ever been a time when life wasn't hard? Think for very long about even the good old days, and memories of hardship and distress return rather quickly. And let's not forget persecution. It comes in many forms, you know. And even the refusal to bake a cake that celebrates sexual immorality can get a baker sued, or worse. And then there's famine. We live in a dream world if we think we're immune to it. I remember well the grocery store aisles when COVID first hit. The only thing left on the shelves was the healthy stuff, wheat bread, as far as you could see. Trade wars and supply chain issues remind us nakedness in its many forms is still a distinct possibility. And finally, we know all too well that peril and the sword are ever before us. Killer asteroids, the North Korean rocket man, lunatics with guns, a government seemingly more concerned with blocking puberty and mutilating children suffering gender dysphoria than protecting the welfare of all its citizens are but a few examples. And my goodness, that's just the stuff on the nightly news. What about the person staring back from the mirror, ravaged continually by the guilt of sin, the pain of death, and the incessant mocking of the evil one? Truly, the psalmist is right. For your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. And what do you suppose our Lord has given us to combat the evils of this world and our sinful self? Answer, a promise. A promise is what we get. What about miracles? What about victory? What about health and wealth? Mighty deeds of power, a virtuous and moral society, are not these things and others like them what is most needed? In the face of all that stands against us, all we get is a promise? That's like being given a tiny little mustard seed. What good can a little thing like that do? A promise is all we get? That's like baker's yeast. Working so quietly and hidden behind the scene, how is that supposed to show those enemies who's boss? A promise? And how exactly are we supposed to get this promise? Answer, a preacher trained by the Holy Spirit to bring out the new promise of the gospel in the midst of this old world of law. A preacher that can actually distinguish the law from the gospel. Well, that seems rather arbitrary. This just keeps getting better and better. Getting a preacher that can actually give God's promise makes getting the gospel akin to some lucky stiff stumbling upon buried treasure in a field, or some pearl merchant stumbling across the find of a lifetime right there on the counter. Getting a preacher that can actually tell the law and the gospel apart makes getting God's promise as random as fish getting caught in a net, only to be sorted out into the good pile and thereby avoiding the cat food bin. And so, putting all this together, are we to understand that the small, insignificant, hidden, arbitrary gospel promise is what we get to combat hardship, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, the sword, sin, death, and the devil? Is that what we're supposed to understand? Answer, yes. Oh, but don't you be deceived. Don't you listen to the evil one question the veracity of this promise. God does not lie. And for God to speak is for God to do. And when he gives his word, his promise, it will accomplish all that he intends. And just so, God's small, insignificant, hidden, arbitrary promise means neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate a person from the love of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. And so we come to the heart of the matter. Out of all the twists and turns, out of all the serendipity, contingency, and randomness that is your life, here you sit at the feet of a big-mouthed preacher sent by none other than Jesus the Christ. And that can only mean you're the lucky stiff who stumbled upon the gospel. And so you are destined for eternity in the kingdom of heaven. And here comes the gospel. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. There it is, the small, insignificant, hidden, arbitrary gospel promise is yours. But what a promise it is. Such a promise, making the unclean clean. Such a promise, more valuable than all the treasure and precious gems in the entire world. Such a promise, spreading hope through all your life like yeast and flour. Such a mighty promise, stronger than a giant mustard seed. This promise makes us more than conquerors in this world of hardship, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and the sword. This promise is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's for you. Amen.